Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, to all the avid readers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. In his own words, the Prophet of Islam was appointed to complete good morality. This narration demonstrates how high morality stands in Islam. If you're an adamant worshipper but don't have very good morals, you might want to reconsider how much you're really in line with the Prophet's ethics. In Imam Ali's words, morality is so important that sitting with immoral people wears out the heart. We're told to flee the immorals. They are described as people with no caution. In other words, they don't care about the consequence of their actions. Immoral gatherings, Imam Ali says, anger the most merciful and take you to the fire of hell. The most merciful here means God. While the honorable are distinguished by their morality, the vile are disgraced by their wickedness. Without proper ethics and morality, we hold no respectable position in other people's opinion. So it should be one of our priorities to become more and more moral as we age. There are some good books out there that teach you techniques to practice and give you examples to learn from. Another significant way to learn morality is to read biographies of moral people or books by them on that topic. It's always a significant advantage to have a role model so that at times of trouble and distress, we can be inspired by them and ask ourselves, what would that person do? These books allow us to always be one step ahead during events that take everyone else by surprise and plummets them in confusion and panic. Today we want to introduce a book that examines the ethical life of various prophets. Stay tuned.
الصلاة على النبي والسلام على الرسول والأنبياء المرسلين كلهم مكرمون. Blessings be upon Nabi, peace be upon the messenger and the prophets who were sent. All of them were honored.
You're tuned to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of leading a moral life and the significance of learning from the life of people who have already succeeded in having a moral life. Well, of all the people in the world, who better than prophets to learn from? Ethics of the Prophets, subtitled Ethos of Prophets from Adam to Khatam by Muhammad Mehdi Taj Langroudi, translated by Dr. Ali Akbar Aqidi Ashtiani and published by Ansarian Publications, is the book we introduce today. Ansarian Publications is a well-established and highly respected institution with a fascinating reputation in supporting and publishing Islamic books in English. Ethics of the Prophets by Muhammad Mehdi Taj Langroudi shows some events that reveal the high traits and the wise behaviors of the Prophets. It shows examples and lessons of the mannerisms of the Prophets. In 238 pages, the book covers 26 Prophets, including Prophet Adam, Prophet Idris, Prophet Noah, Prophet Jacob, Prophet Ayub, Prophet Moses, Prophet Khidr, Prophet David, Prophet Daniel, Prophet Jonah or Yunus, Prophet Zechariah, Prophet John or Yahya, Prophet Jesus, and our very own Prophet Muhammad, among other prophets as well. Join us after a short break when we shall read an excerpt of this book.
Adam, Idris, Nuh, Hud, Saleh, Ibrahim, Lut, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, Ayyub, Shu'ayb, Musa, Harun, Dhul, Kifli, Dawud, Sulayman, Ilyas, Al-Yasa'a, Yunus, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Wal-Akhir, Al-Khatim, الأنبياء محمد المصطفى الصلاة على النبي والسلام على الرسول والأنبياء المرسلين كلهم مكرمون Blessings be upon Nabi Peace be upon the messenger and the prophets who were sent. All of them were honored.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We have the book Ethics of Prophets by Muhammad Mehdi Taj Langroudi, and I'm going to be reading from chapter 1, which is the ethos of Prophet Adam, and the part which is called the modesty of Prophet Adam. It has been pointed out that when Prophet Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden tree, they become unclad and their privy parts became manifest. Adam was fleeing in paradise. Calling him, God Almighty said, O Adam, are you running away from me? Adam said, No, I'm rather ashamed of you. At this time, Adam made use of tree leaves and covered his privy parts with them. Adam and Eve kept weeping over their faults and what they lost of heavenly blessings. When Adam committed error, he apologized to God, saying, O my Lord, accept my repentance and apology and restore my rank. Then Adam received some words from his Lord, so he turned to him mercifully. Surely he is oft returning to mercy, the merciful. Chapter 2, verse 37. The question here is that, what were those words? Exegesis says those words were the following. There is no God but you. Glory be to you, O God, and I praise you. I have done wrong and been unjust to myself. Therefore, forgive me and have mercy on me, for you are truly the most merciful of the merciful ones. There is no God but you. Glory be to you, O God, and I praise you. I have done wrong and been unjust to myself. Therefore, return to me mercifully, for you are the most merciful of the merciful ones. In Safi exegesis, it has also been pointed out those words were the above and the following. I invoke you through Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. Having prostrated, Adam raised his head towards heaven and said, O God, add to my beauty. Then in the morning, Adam had beard. He rubbed his hand on it, asking, O God, what is this? God said, This is a beard. I have adorned you and your sons with it until the day of judgment. God Almighty made Eve of the remain of Adam's clay in his shape. One day God made Adam to be overtaken by sleep, showing Eve to him in his dream. When Adam woke up, Eve was sitting at the top of his bed. At this moment, God asked, O Adam, who is this woman sitting near you? Adam said, The one you showed me in my dream. Then Adam became acquainted with Eve and thanked God. It has been reported that some of Adam's younger children were going up and down his body, one of them using Adam's ribs as ladder for going up his head and coming down the same way. But Adam had lowered his head, saying nothing nor raising his head. An elder son of Adam said, O father, can't you see what he is doing to you? You should forbid him to do so. Adam said, O my son, you have not seen what I have seen and you do not know what I know. I made a move by which I fell from the abode of honor to the abode of abjection, and from the abode of blessings to the abode of wretchedness. Hence, I am afraid of doing something which will bring affliction upon me.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So I was actually reading different parts of this book without mentioning the titles, but the book goes in to give such interesting anecdotes about the lives of various prophets In this example, it was Prophet Adam. If you missed our program, we covered the book Ethics of the Prophets, and you can download it from al-islam.org. Until next week, from me and the whole team here on IRIB English Radio Bookshelf, it's wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.